Then after that, I taught first and second grade for 1 year, and then first grade and kindergarten for 3 years. Welcome. Y'all are welcome to grab a book back there if you want one, on the very back chair. And this summer, I helped with a... This summer, I helped with a reading remedial program in Belize, which took me out of my cute little teaching box. Because their mother tongue is Spanish, ah, and to them all are very similar. So once I had one of them up at the board writing the word hog, and I asked him, I said, do you know what that means? And he's like, yes, yes. And he went over to another little boy and gave him a big hug. Hog. What I present today comes from learning from others, mainly Miss Jessica, but also from some of Glenda Miller's phonics classes and other great first grade teachers like her. Before we get started, let's go ahead and bow our heads for prayer. Dear God, we ask your presence here with us today. May your will be done in this class. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, I'd kind of like to know what curriculum you all use before we get started. That way I know what we're working with. So if you use CLE, just go ahead and stand. Perfect. That's what I'm used to. How about BSR? Oh, my. Great. I really like that one. You can go ahead and be seated. I worked with that just a little bit this summer. It's the first I was introduced to it, and I love their worksheets. But I guess I didn't have to do all the sorting, so... that probably makes it worse. Any others? Is there Rod and Staff, Rebecca? Okay, perfect. One thing I do in my classroom and would like to do here is when I give this motion, you can either repeat me if that's what it's called for. If it makes sense. Or you can answer my question. So I'm going to go ahead and try it. I'll ask a question, give you the cue, and you shout your answer. So what is your name?
Joanna.
Perfect. Where are you from?
Pennsylvania.
Awesome. Okay. The steps to reading. Developing phonemic awareness. Phonemic awareness is the ability or is the understanding that speech is composed of individual sounds and noticing and manipulating those sounds in oral language. For some children, this step is easy. For others, it takes time and practice to develop this. So we start with kinesthetic awareness. Feel how the sound is formed. Is it voiced or unvoiced? Where is your tongue? How is your mouth shaped? So we're going to go ahead and try a couple. What sound does D make? Go ahead. Perfect. Where was your tongue? Or what did your mouth do when you said that letter?
Behind your front teeth.
Behind your front teeth, that's right. Yeah, so we'll call that a teeth tapper. Did you use your voice? Put your hand on your throat and say it again.
Duh.
So you felt it vibrating. You used your voice. Duh has an unvoiced brother. Does anyone know what that one is? That's right. Your tongue is in the exact same place, but you didn't use your voice. So just talk about it with your students. Make sure they know what they do for this sound. Give them a mirror to look at themselves to make sure they're forming it correctly, and make a big deal about this. You back there, did you get a book? Okay, there's one at the very back chair. Actually, I have one right here.
Absolutely.
Okay. Blending is the next step. Again, this is working with oral drill. I do a bit of oral blending every day. I start with compound words. I break them apart and have them put them together. We'll go ahead and try a couple here. Teacup. Oops. I didn't break it apart. Let's try another one. Baseball.
Baseball.
Good. Then slowly move on to multi-syllable words like watermelon.
Watermelon.
Say it really quickly so they're supposed to put the whole word together. Vacation.
Vacation.
Perfect. Then I move to one-syllable words. We'll play a game with this one. After you blend the word, do what it says to do. I'm going to use the puppet. This puppet saved my sanity this summer. It was the only way I could keep the class together, so I really like him. And
stand.
Op.
Hop.
App.
Lap.
It.
Sit.
Excellent. Segmenting is the next step. It's giving them the word and letting them take it apart. I'll demonstrate one, and then I'll give you one. Nest. Nest. N-E-S-T. Your turn. Lamp.
Lamp.
L-A-M-P. Excellent. This is a great tool for spelling words. We do it as a class a lot. For those having a harder time, fingerspelling is a great tool. When doing it with spelling words, always have them do it with their left hand and start with their thumb. That way they can keep their pencil in their right hand, especially if they're right-handed. Another thing is when you get to words with silent letters, hold up an extra finger for the silent letter. Like for the word teach, you go t-e-ch, if you can manage to keep your fingers together. Manipulating. Manipulating sounds is taking a sound off a word and replacing it with a new sound. Here's one. Say pig.
Pig.
Now take the p sound off and replace it with w.
Wig.
Excellent. This is a great exercise to do with phonics cards, too. And I found a song to go with this concept. It's in the back of your book on page 16. If you care to go ahead and turn there. It's called the sound song. You take the first sound off your name and replace it with a sound, with a z sound. You will shout your name at the end of the song. And this should work for most consonants. So we'll go ahead and try singing that together now. And the tune is Down by the Station. In the classroom early in the morning, hear the children playing with their sound. Change your name to start with, change your name to start with, name was, name was, shout it now, Zandria. I think we know a couple different tunes for Down by the Station. Moving more on to the phonics part, we're putting it down on paper. Again, I don't really have a place where you can, an outline for this in your book. I'm kind of jumping around now in your book, so I'll try to let you know what page I'm on. But most of this right here, I don't have written down. So teach vowels and consonants. Vowels are tonal. They are harder to hear, and they will take a little extra training because some first graders are not developmentally ready to hear vowel sounds. When teaching them to listen for a sound in a word, you will have to exaggerate it, like st-amp, or even st-a-a-a-amp. You just have to make a big deal about them, especially in Belize this summer. yeah, I got really tired of it. But it was just a lot harder for them to hear. Eh and ah can be hard for them to keep apart. Teach them that you smile when you say eh. And let them look at themselves in the mirror. For eh, you wrinkle up your nose. And when you teach the ah sound, put circles in front of your mouth to demonstrate it. So ah, and it sticks. It works very nicely. For consonants, when teaching the consonants, be careful not to add an extra sound to them. For example, when you say b, make sure it's b and not b, because it's very easy to do. And it's also especially easy for them to do. They'll be putting extra sounds to it. Blend short vowel words. After you've introduced several sounds, it's time to teach them to blend it together. And I use a slide to introduce this concept. I'll stick a letter down here and put another one up top. So I ask them, you know, when you go down the slide, do you go bump, bump, bump down the slide? No, you go smoothly down the slide. So that's what we do with our words, too. We slide the letters into each other. So, at, and then you can take another one to the top and slide it into that blend. Sat. You can also do this with cards on a slide. Have them have an opportunity to get outside and try it out for themselves. Read long vowel words. So, what I do is E has a long arm and he reaches over and taps A on the head and reminds him to say his long name. I also do this with phonics cards. So they'll each have a letter and they'll each say their name. They'll have four of them up here. So the person who's holding silent E takes his long arm and whacks A on the head. Not too hard, hopefully. Just to remind him to say his sound. And they love doing that one. Another way I used to teach this is the layer cake. So the cake is chewy. You can hear it when you eat it. That stands for the first consonant. Then you have a crunchy layer. That is the vowel saying its long name. And you can have crunchy peanut butter, chocolate chips in there. So they for sure hear the crunch when they eat it. Next comes more chewy cake. That's another consonant. And last comes the frosting or whipped topping, which is the silent E, because you cannot hear it when you eat it. Have other words ready that they can stick in there and to anchor this concept in their mind. Then you eat the cake. One thing I do like to insert here is sugar. There are children who can't handle it. I had a little girl last year who she had sugar the day before. She just couldn't think that day, couldn't process any information. And just be sensitive to allergies when bringing snacks because it may do more harm than good. I say that also because on a lot of your ideas in there, I have, you know, when you teach a letter, I have maybe bring Skittles or something like that. And I don't bring all that candy to school. I do every once in a while. We'll bring in a couple here and there. But it doesn't help their thinking process. But I did make this cake with honey and chocolate chips as a sweetener, peanut butter and maple syrup as a crunchy layer, and whipping cream and cream cheese for the frosting. I do this not only for their sakes, but also for the keeping of my sanity. The joys of little people. Enter their world. So up to this point, they've been exploring the outside and learning things by trying them out for themselves. Now that they're in school, they're expected to sit and listen and learn from lectures, it doesn't work the best that way. First of all, they aren't used to sitting that long, so keep things moving. Bring, touch, taste, and movement into the classroom. So allow them different ways of learning. And I have a mini demo class to share at this time. So if you three boys want to come up front, you can come sit in these chairs up here. Thank you. So now I'm going to see if I can remember your name. Trevor, Jackson, and Marcus. Okay. I remember this time. So can you tell me what I'm holding? What does monkey start with? What sound? How did you make that sound? Your mouth is closed. That's right. Did you use your voice? Let's try it. Say it. Did you feel it vibrating? That's right. You did use your voice. So we're going to call him Marvin Monkey. What does Marvin start with? Good. Do you see what this is? What is it? What does mouth start with? Do you see how the is on top of the mouth? What you're going to do is you're going to get out your pretend camera, and you're going to go, so go ahead. Good. Take a picture of him. And you're going to go, we're going to try it again. We're going to go, mouse. Mouse. Good. And here's another This one has a capital and a lowercase. So we'll set that in front. Now, I have some things in this basket that start, didn't look like they wanted to look. I have some things that start with a sound, Can you guess what's in here? What would start with a That's a good guess, but I didn't put any in here. Try again. Scurrying around the floor and scared your mom. Oh, I think I have one in here somewhere. Well, he's buried somewhere. Yeah, here he is. Do one of you want to hold the mouse? We'll let you hold him. Make sure he behaves. You know what? One time we had a mouse come in our classroom. And the first time he came up the register, all my kids remembered to raise their hand. So they all raised their hands to tell me there was a mouse. And so I finally answered their hand. There's a mouse. So I looked over just in time to see it go back down the register. And I did not like those mice because they were eating snacks in my drawer. And so I wanted to get rid of them. So I told them the next time they came up that register, they did not have to raise their hands. They could just say, mouse. I raised my hand, but they didn't have to. So the next time, here it comes. And whole class, mouse. So I go running over there. Now what am I going to do? I didn't want the mouse to go back down the register. So I just kind of pushed him in the corner. Kept my foot on him. And I said, run, go get the dustpan. And some rocks will stone him. But then, what else to do with him? So they went and got the dustpan and the rocks. And by the time they came back, the mouse was already dead. It squished him. So we just threw him outside. And that happened to several mice. Can you think of something else that starts with What do you put on your face that makes you look funny? You know what this is called?
Ah, got a little damage on my right out here. No, my brother's made it. Do you want to try it on? Maybe you want to try it, Matt? You want to try it? You look like you do. Hey, you look pretty good that way. Can you think of something else? What this is?
Moose.
Oh, do you want to hold it? No? We'll let Mark.
We'll let you hold him. I'll leave.
Find some more things. What do Indians wear on their feet? Something that serves them. What these are? Moccasins. Check those out, so you can see them. Some other things that start with
money.
Ah, sure enough. What are these? They're men. Now we're going to find some names for these men that start with So can you think of some names that start with Oh, we have up here, don't we? Marcus. Should we name him Marcus? Which one would you like to be Marcus? This one? Okay. So this will be Mark. Can you think of another name? I have a brother, Matthew. Should we name him Matthew?
Okay.
Who's that?
Morris.
Okay, so we'll Morris. Should we do that? I have one other item. Something we like to roast over a fire.
Marshmallows.
Oh, but these happen to be mini marshmallows. So what I'm going to do is when class is done, I'm going to give you each some mini marshmallows. So don't let me forget, okay? But we're going to set them here right now. Actually, I might push this stuff back in so I have more room. Do you see this? It's called alphabet soup. And all the stuff in this soup can starts with And for the rest of you, these are on Amazon. And I especially use them for kindergarten because I don't have to go around gathering all this stuff. It's very handy. In my cupboard, I pull out the soup and everything in it starts with So you all go ahead and tell me what these are. Good. Oh, here's a lowercase And this is a capital Good. Another one of those. And this is a magnet. There you go. Of the sounds right here. I'm going to let you feel them. Rub your fingers along it. And just see how it feels. So all the way around the letter. Just to feel how the is. Good. All right. I'll do that for you. Now, we're going to make both the capital and the lowercase today. I'm going to go ahead and write them up here. So, this is the capital and this is the lowercase And I have a little song to keep those apart. The rest of you is in the back cover of your book. I stuck it in last minute. And the tune, I should have wrote it down for you, but I didn't figure out the tune until it was already printed out. So, over the hill and far away, I think, about the duck. So you're welcome to sing along if you want to. And you boys, what we're going to do is you can, here, I'll take the moose for you. Thank you for holding him. So when we sing about the capital, You're going to stand straight and tall and stick your hands in the air because capital M is really tall. Do you see him? And the lowercase M is very small, so we're going to get halfway there. So you can go ahead and stand with me. And be ready to stretch really tall. You don't have to sing. We're just going to do the motions. Capital letters are tall, tall, tall. Lowercase letters are small, small, small. Capital M is tall, tall, tall. Lowercase M is small, small, small. Good job. You may be seated. You did a great job on those. I'm going to talk about how we make it. So we're going to start with the capital one because he's biggest. So we go all the way up to the top and go straight down. And then when we hit the bottom, we say bump. And then we slant to the middle, slide to the top, straight down, bump. It gets two bumps in there. You can tell I'm a little shaky here. So you all are going to go ahead and help me do this. We're going to do it in the air. So you have your pointer finger ready? We're going to start at the top and go straight down, bump. You ready? Start at the top, go straight down, bump. Then we frog hop up, slide to the middle, slant to the top, straight down, bump. Good. Now, lost my train of thought here. We're going to go ahead and make the lowercase one up here again. So he starts only halfway. Remember, he's not as tall. So he starts in the middle, goes straight down, bump. Hump, bump. Hump, bump. He's kind of fun because he likes to go bumpy. So we're going to do him. Actually, I forgot this thing first. I'm going to make some more lowercase ones. And you tell me if I do them correctly or not. So make sure you say if I did them the right way. Is he right? What's wrong with him? Above the middle line. Good job, Jackson. So we're going to cross him out. I did. Oh, good. We finally got him right. Now, you're going to help me make him. We're going to make him on the carpet this time. So you can just kneel down on the floor. We're going to go straight down. Hump, bump. Hump, bump. Excellent. I'm going to give you a sand and let you all make him in the sand. And to the rest of you, CLE does not, or the curriculum I use, which is CLE, does not teach them the capital letters right away. But I do,
Like today, I just introduced them a little bit. I didn't even have them write it down much, just in the air. But just to mention it helps them out, because I've had students who didn't know what a word was because they didn't know the capital letter. And it just makes them stumble a little bit more. So I'm going to just go over some of the phonics rules. Not sure if I'm ready for that one yet, actually. We'll start with C and K. So to keep these apart and the vowel friends that like them, I refer to C as chubby K because he's a little fat. So that's what he is. He's chubby. And he only likes chubby people. Ah. Aw. I shouldn't say people. Anyway, letters. chubby letters. So these are his friends. And skinny K. Who has skinny friends? And Y is up here too. And I consider this little piece skinny. So point that out to them. And so when I'm teaching them that C can say K or C, I put all his friends here, like a cat face, and he likes his friends, so he just said K. But when he's with his enemies, he does not like them. And so like a cat, he says, when he sees them. And Gif will do the same thing. He has the exact same friends. He'll say Gif. And when he sees his enemies, he says Gif. We're going to make one right there. And then putting them, C and K, at the end of a word, I go like this. So, chubby has his mouth open and flies are coming in. And so that's not going to work. So, skinny decides to come along and help him, and he kicks the flies away with his long legs. And then when E comes, to help the A, he thinks that C is a piece of candy, so he eats them up. So for a long vowel, you only need the K, the skinny K. Next is B and D reversals. So, for D, teach them to make the donut first. It really helps that they have to, when they have to form them differently. So make sure they start here. That way, it helps them keep it apart a little better. Make the donut first, and then for B, you make the bat and the ball, and you can demonstrate this with a real bat and ball. And you can also draw pictures. And another thing to keep them apart is for their left hand, B is a balloon and goes up. And then if you put it down, pigs play in the mud. So that helps them keep that part. And these brilliant posters were made by my co-teacher this summer, Carissa Matthews, and she kindly let me scan them and use them. One thing CLE has a lot of is sight words, or a fair amount, I mean, compared to BSR. And they have one thing I've used, that Miss Jessica introduced to me, were sight words by Diane Kraft, and Ms. Jessica made some herself, and they help a lot. They have a story to go with the word and a picture to go with it, too. So every time I go like this, you're going to say the word that's on this card. So I get to
have
an ice cream cone. So you can see the ice cream cone and the little girl. She gets to have one.
Many.
There were so
many
kids at the playground, all the equipment was full.
Some.
People get sick when they drive on curvy roads up to the mountains, but
some
people don't, and you can see them getting car sick.
Ready.
Or not, you shall be caught, and you can see them hiding behind letters.
Easy.
That is such a little mountain, it will be
easy
to climb. I love these. Another thing by Diane Kraft is her letter card. Not sure where my mouse is. Oh, here he is. This is Diane Kraft. She just puts the letter right on top of the picture. This helps them. This is for designed for children who have a hard time connecting the left and right side of their brain. And I have them take pictures of it to help it stay in their memory. And then it also has vowel diagraph cards, too. Very nice and helps them stick. Another great thing that I like to use is the whisper pipe. So when you have 13 first graders that should read out loud, it gets kind of loud in there. So you have them whisper in here, and they can hear themselves perfectly. And it keeps the classroom a lot quieter. Very nice. Handwriting Without Tears is what I use as my guide for teaching penmanship. They don't actually have these books themselves. I just use it as I'm teaching them how to make the word. Handwriting Without Tears also has a CD of helpful songs like the capital and lowercase letters. It has some about writing sentences, and the kids love those songs. Very nice. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit about the book since I've been jumping around. This book is similar to one I received a couple years ago, and I used it like crazy. The first two pages are more general ideas, and then the next several are different things to do with each letter. I left two empty lines after each one. That way you can write down what you did this year and remember it for next year. Or if you have something else you wanted to add, you can write it down there. On page two, sign language, teach them to sign each letter. I think this is a great way to teach them another language, and it's another way to express themselves. So they're like, what letter do I write? And I'm like, yes, it's what. And so it helps them out. And again, the puppet, not sure where he went, but when you're teaching a new sound and they're listening for the new sound at the beginning of the word, I let them take turns with the puppet. So if they're listening for p, every time they hear p, they say p, and they love making him talk. And then when they don't, they get to shake his head. And even while you're taking turns, all the rest of the class is so intent on watching that I'm sure they're getting something out when it's out of it, when it's not even their turn. And on page three, like to point out that under kinesthetic activities, at the bottom of that column, it says use left hand to slap the right knee and vice versa. So we do this a lot when we're chanting things at the blackboard, and it crosses two midlines, and so it helps things stick better. It's also in this, while you're chanting, looking at the blackboard, and doing this exercise, it's helping the auditory, visual, and kinesthetic learner. So it's a win-win. Okay, so one of my favorite when teaching a new letter is for I scare them with a spider.
You were the wrong person to try it on.
I really like this one. Another one is for the letter F. We take French fries to Frida. We eat them at Frida's house, and we talk to Frida a while. And she's an older lady in our church, and she tells them about how school was when she went to school. And it's just a great way for them to make new friends. And then for Q, I had them bring quarters this year to help. I said, well, we'll either take flowers to someone or help someone out. And we got $20 worth of quarters. So we got a nice bouquet and took it over to an older lady in our church, and we sang for her. And they just loved it. And it's so good for them. Then on page 11, I just love the idea of sticking SH on your finger. And I stick it on theirs, too. And then you can say shh all day long. Okay. And then 13, I think we'll just go ahead and sing that song. Are you sleeping? So I'll do the motions and you all can sing it with me. Where is short at? Where is short at? Here I am, here I am. I am in a hat rack, cracker jacks and fat cat. Ah, 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 ah. That one's really fun. And then page 16, two vowels chant. I use this one a lot. When two vowels go walking, the first one does the talking and says his own name. We just chant that all the time. And page 17, short and long vowel songs. We sing this one a lot, too. It's to the tune of Bingo. And we do the motions. When we're singing the short vowels, we do the motion for a breathe. And for a long vowel, we do the motion of a macron. So we'll go ahead and sing it together now. And now I know my short vowel sounds. A-E-I-O-U, 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 and now I know my long vowel sounds. Excellent. And the last two pages are just some cutouts for your kids when you're teaching K and L. Now, any questions, comments, things to add? I would love to hear them. Anything from the book, from something I said? Oh, and here's my contact information. If you have any, you're welcome to jot that down. If you have any questions anytime, feel free to message me.